This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Miss you, and I won't ever take you back.
All right, Dr. Nick Begich,
girl, your memory,
a real insider without choice, really smart guy, is about to take over. I'm not going to take over any of his time, so I'll be with you in about 5 minutes. In the war room with Owen Schroyer is coming up. But Joseph Farah founded the Western Journalism Center 28, 29 years ago. And that was the progenitor 23 years ago of WorldNet Daily. And he suffered what they're calling a serious stroke. The article from WorldNet Daily is worldnetdaily.com. It's up on Infowars.com. And reportedly it's pretty serious strokes. We should pray for him. But more than that, it's a celebration of Joseph Farah. Because believe me, back then, if you look at the Clinton Library Foundation, separate from their other foundation, Judicial Watch sued like 4 years ago. We got the documents with Joseph Farah. The Clintons were like, if the Western Journalism Center succeeds, if we have anybody subscribes, if they get their own economy, it'll be super popular. We'll be defeated. Let's harass them. Let's have them sued. Let's discredit them. But they failed. And I got articles in 1996 and 1997 published in WorldNet Daily. When I went down and did original reporting, they had Delta Force training for gun confiscation and everything else. And I had Delta Force people actually leaking it to me. They didn't like what was happening. Like 2 years after, I was like later, like, you know, Delta Force is the one that told the city manager to tell you that. They didn't like it either, Alex. Stop bashing Delta Force. We're the ones that gave you the information. But I was like 24 years old. I mean, you learn this stuff as you go along, that the military is full of good people. It's just that bad globalists could try to run it. So Joseph Farah is a really great guy. I was thinking about him so much 3 or 4 days ago. I don't know when he had the stroke. They don't say it, but it's that crazy thing. Like, I always think about somebody, and I turn the news on, they're dead. We all have that kind of that psychic experience, especially if we've known somebody. But he's not dead. He's had a serious stroke, and the story, again, is at worldnetdaily.com. It's at Infowars.com. We should all pray for Joseph Farah. Like, David and I had a really big heart attack. A couple months later, he's back in the saddle better than ever. Got those arteries cleared up. And so the miracle of modern medicine. And so I hope that he gets back in the saddle. But regardless, it's all in God's hand. So pray for his wife, Elizabeth, and their kids as well. Because Joseph is a good guy. And he's a great guy. And he's somebody that's been there for decades when nobody else. And, you know, WorldNet Daily is still big. But used to, it was the biggest thing out there. It was bigger than Newsmax for a while. You know, never bigger than Drudge. But bigger than InfoWars. And it's still big, but, you know, Joseph would talk about, wow, InfoWars is getting 10 times the traffic we are. Oh, kid, you're doing great. Just a few years ago, he wanted to work with me in business. I wanted to do it, but I got so busy I never did it. And I was like, Joseph, it doesn't matter. You built the foundation, buddy. However many floors we build on this house, or however many families live in this house, you know, you're the first. Was a big leftist newspaper editor, some of the biggest papers in the country, brought up by communists who woke up, bucked the trend, said no, and whether it was the Clinton Chronicles or whether it was exposing Vince Foster or whether it was all those key things that nobody was doing at the time, he was there. And that's what really matters. Not who's first, but you've got to praise people that are there at the first floor, the founders. And of the modern movement, you call it fifth wave, sixth wave Americana in our 241-year history, you can say that Joseph Farah is the big wave that came before this mega wave. That's what I told Vice right after Trump got elected. I said, you think you're going to destroy me? Think you're going to destroy Trump? This is just a manifestation of humanity's hunger for liberty, humanity's hunger for freedom. And I said, there's much bigger waves coming. And you're not going to stop it. That's what's important. So talking about the next waves, the sixth wave, the seventh wave, the eighth wave, if we accept this and take on this destiny, Dr. Nick Meggins will talk about the sixth wave, seventh wave, eighth wave, ninth wave, tenth wave. What is coming next if we choose our destiny? With Dr. Nick Meggins, stay with us. Again, I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. War Room is in 55 minutes with Owen Schroyer. Thank you and the great crew. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back to InfoWars.com, and this is Dr. Nick Begich, and filling in this fourth hour for Alex. I always appreciate what's going on in InfoWars. You know, just again getting down to, you know, hearing the bad news about one of our colleagues in this vital, I think, fight for alternative and clear information that's not mainstream. And I think that's what's being lost is something I've warned about for decades now, and several others have as well. You know, and when you look at how fast things are shifting and how afraid the left gets, and really it's about control. Now, I would say this, whether to the far left or far right, the temptation for control is really great. The justification is a little bit different, you know. Liberals will rationalize it one way and conservatives could rationalize it another. And I think that's one of the things to kind of guard against as we look into, you know, where we're headed in this next wave. You know, Trump was anti-establishment. And this is the important point. The establishment is embedded in both parties. The establishment's objective is to preempt leadership, to co-opt leadership. This is how everyone is classically trained in organizing. If you want to organize, you try to find out who the leadership is, you identify the leadership, and then you co-opt them. And that's what's happened to both parties in our government, with Trump being an exception. Think about it. All of the establishment guys that ran against Trump in the last primary, all of them got their butts handed to them. And then ultimately the Democrats, too. And it was the voters were against the status quo and saw it manifesting just in different, you know, forms, but from both parties. And it was a sellout to just a different group of interests, you know. But it was a sellout nonetheless to those more powerful, more well-placed, more strategically located than the average citizen. And I have three generations in government in my family. And I, you know, going back to my, you know, my grandfather was an immigrant, came over here. My dad was a United States congressman as a first-generation American. He was a state senator here in Alaska just after statehood, when this frontier was really starting to open and before the discovery of oil and gas on the North Slope of Alaska. So my brother, then Mark, as a Democrat, was a member of the U.S. Senate. My other brother, Tom, is a member of the state Senate. My uncle in Minnesota, former representative and Minnesota legislator. But, you know, looking at just sort of how government has changed dramatically and what government has become, and it's really distanced itself from the people, of the people, and by the people. And Trump kind of brought it back. And I've said it before on this program and others. You know, he has a crass way of delivering his message, you know, and I think we all agree with it. But anybody who's been around the real world has heard those crass kind of statements before from others. You know, we'd like to see a little classier act from our leadership. But the fact of the matter is we needed a bulldog this time around. Somebody that was not going to be perceived as weak on any level. Maybe a little chaotic even, a little scary even. I mean, that he might actually deliver on what he's saying. And I think this is an important point, is the people got lost. We got lost in this. You know, for the first time under Trump, we've got international income of U.S. corporations being taxed. It was exempt before. Ours wasn't. Individuals wasn't. You go anywhere in the world and your global income is taxed as individual. And until Donald Trump, corporations in the U.S. were able to offshore their profits in lots of creative ways. And I've talked about those in past broadcasts. I'm not going to belabor that today. But I want to get into that at some point more in depth about how do they loop their way through the holes in the economy to really plunder the West now and transfer the real capital, the real money, the real value to where the populations are growing and the largest middle class in the history of the world is about to happen. And that's in Asia and Africa and Latin America, the developing world. And the biggest is, of course, in India and China. These are the two biggest markets. Think about it. China, from the opening of China under Nixon and his buddy Kissinger, they've gone from bicycles. Think of the images. And if you go back to the images of China way back then in the 70s, it was all bicycles, you know, right? Cars. Now they're choked to death by the urban pollution of industry. That happened as a result of the West financing and industrializing the East by huge capital flows out of the West into the East, where production was done on cheap labor. Now we've got a migration rolling back for other reasons. Now it's rolling back to the markets close to production close to markets because of robotics and AI and the things that are advancing pretty rapidly. Labor is not going to be such an important factor. It's going to be energy markets, where the end user is going to be in transportation of those markets. So the U.S. and Europe still represent a large amount of money in terms of cash and capital. And people have said, well, it'll take forever for India and China to catch up. But take a look at the numbers, folks, and it's happening more rapidly than many of us perceive. And real wealth is embedded in these economies of the BRIC, the big five, you know, South Africa, Russia, China, India, Brazil. And when you look at those places on the maps and how much territory they cover and mineral and oil and gas, real value they cover, and their populations relative to those resources. And then you look up their stored up wealth. When you look up the wealth of Asia stored up and stored in gold, particularly India, with a history going back centuries of buying 25-30% of the world's gold production for centuries. Not decades, not years, centuries. Chinese the same way, where even the poorest of the poor store their wealth, a certain amount of their wealth in metals. Someday, when this dollar collapses, and it will, it has to shift. Right now, it's still the best game in town as it's played. But the risk is really there when you think about what the end game truly is, which is to move the markets to where the money is going to be made, to where the big margins are going to be made. And now the West and what we've built is being exploited for that purpose for globalists, rather than to preserve and protect the average individual within this culture. And then when you lay the technocracy over the top of this and how it's aligned with big business under the guise of democratic organizations, whether it be the EU and their fallacy of democracy or the United Nations and nobody voted for them either, or the way in which the U.S. Senate and U.S. Congress is being hijacked by moneyed interests over the interest of the average person. And this is what has to stop. And this is why you see the media, which is the mouthpiece for the industry that buys the ads, that porks up the program, that influences the outcomes, and it's waged against us. It is an info war, and this is info wars. And that's why those of us that have been working in these areas continue to do so, because it's a return of democracy. and our republic back to the people so that we might again govern within this democratic republic in the appropriate way. And it requires a stomping on the brakes in terms of the drift and direction in which the country is headed today. And that means we have to recognize 21st century technologies and what they entail and what we can do to make sure those technologies serve us and don't work against our interests. So that's a matter of personal privacy and access and free speech and what a press represents in the 21st century. All these mediums that link us together on the internet globally and nationally and by state and region, these are the town squares of the 21st century, and nothing should regulate these town squares. Even when we find the voices we hear here repugnant, we should be defending those voices and their right to be heard, even if we don't like them very much. And InfoWars was the first target. You know, all of us are the target. Individuals within this republic are the target. Individuals within the world are the target of globalists in the 21st century and those who would seek to control under the guise of socialism, under the guise of political structure, under the guise of lying to us and controlling a technocracy that manipulates. We're going to get more into this after the breaks. This is Dr. Nick Begich. You're listening to InfoWars, and we'll be right back after these brief messages.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back to Infowars.com, and this is March 29th, 2019, and Nick Begich sitting in for this last hour. I want to remind people, too, check out Infowars. Store.com. Our books and videos are available there. Check it out. And that supports InfoWars and supports the work that we do together here. And take a look at the specials that are out there right now. 55% off Survival Shield, 60% off Brain Force Plus, 60% off Bodies. And, you know, those are all great supplements. Take a look at them. Infowarsstore.com. Hey, I want to pick up where I left off just before the break, talking about privacy and sort of how it relates to the whole concept of the modern town square and why the internet has to be really re-examined in terms of what utility it truly provides the public at large. You know, this is, if it's not screened and manipulated, it really represents an incredible opportunity that's being really hijacked from all of us in a couple of ways. Firstly, it represents the town square, as I said, the 21st century. This is where we get to have this open dialogue, you know, and a dialogue that creates hopefully something good. If we don't like what we're hearing, it's even simpler than leaving the town square. We just change the channel in the 21st century. So maintaining the ability to have very divergent and different views in the world, I think, is fundamental to at least what we say we believe in the United States in terms of a free voice, free speech, free press, free religion. These freedoms are fundamental to free thinking, which means an unimpeded access to the media and the town square so people can hear and engage the debate. And when it's not regulated in the way it is for commercial outcomes and privacy-related outcomes, but for truly that, then the best voices and the strongest voices that resonate with the population rise to the top, which is what was happening with InfoWars and a lot of and Drudge Report and a lot of the other alternative medias that are now being pushed down because of the political motivations of those that own these mediums or those that have the ability to influence these mediums. And this is fundamentally a black eye for the democratic republic we live in when we've allowed this to occur. This is a hijacking of freedom of the press and what it truly means. Because it's not just about saying whatever you want, regulating it for commercial reasons and ways to screw the public over, quite frankly, by manipulating their access to information. It's the opposite. It is exactly the opposite. It is to provide a forum, an opportunity for vigorous public debate across the spectrum, across the entire spectrum of human interaction, and the belief and the hope that that would cause us to evolve in our humanity and recognition of each other divinely. That was the idea behind all of this, was to not look at us as some kind of taxpayer or consumer, but truly free individual souls. That's what the Constitution was founded on, and access to information is critical to that. So, and privacy as an attribute of that. You know, the digital doorway, which I've talked about before, is the doorway into that world that collects data on us. That's our data. That's our doorway. That's our castle being kicked in that we used to equate just to our home, you know, when we think about personal privacy. Now it extends to this digital doorway. So we need to flip the equation, flatten the deck back out, lift the restrictions and the constraints, and then take back the privacy components. In other words, beyond the recognized life of a financial transaction, which is time you can dispute a credit card charge or what have you, after that, your data belongs to you and it should not be sold or made available to others for commercial or political purposes through the internet, through collection, through observation, through all of these electronic systems, which are being developed for both commercial and political purposes. In China, on this network and many others, you've heard discussions about this social scoring and what it represents. It's facial recognition. It's you can go into that country, and from the time you arrive, you are tracked every moment. They can find you within minutes, no matter where you are in China. Now, and your social behavior determines how you are treated in that culture. Now, this is over a billion people subjected to this right now. In India, they have given them all the mark of the beast, that digital number where they buy and sell, because they've restricted their access to public resources unless you are plugged into the system. So they've done biometric scans, iris, facial recognition, and thumbprints or fingerprints for their entire population. And these are the prototypes. And then you look at the commercialization side by Facebook, Google, and others in terms of tracking your behaviors and manipulating the feed of advertising that's targeted specifically for you, something I predicted over 20 years ago in the book Earth Rising, the Revolution, which you can get at the InfoStore as well. And in that book, we had 650 sources, and we cited sort of the emergence of the technocracy, what was going to happen. And we were dead on right. You can read it. And it wasn't based on some mystical, metaphysical prediction. It was based on 650 source document references. Says, hey, here's where we are. Here's where we're going. And buckle up, or let's change the game. And it's time to change the game. It's time to change the game. Now, the big Russian scandal is over. At least for now, while everybody thinks of the next one to beat Trump up over. But the fact is, the game is changing, and a lot is happening. You know, and it should change dramatically from where we are today. And this is the thing, is personal privacy in this century has to be reframed, and you shouldn't be able to opt out. Now, this is one of the things they do. Oh, well, you opt out and gave up your information so we could use it and manipulate it. You shouldn't be allowed to do that. You shouldn't be allowed to do it. Let me say it again. You shouldn't be allowed to opt out so they can use your data. Period. They shouldn't be allowed to ask you to give up your freedom and your privacy. That's a fundamental, basic kind of concept. It ought not to be asked for nor voluntarily given up your freedom. You get it as one of your basic, fundamental, divine rights of being a created human being existing on the planet Earth. You get that to start with. You don't get to give it up. You don't get to volunteer it away. You can't. And no one has a right to ask you for it. And this is what's been forgotten. And the message of our founding fathers that needs to be remembered in the 21st century as we lay that on top of our technology and not lay technology on top of this to squish it down in the way that it has. And the Zuckerbergs and the others that have taken and hijacked the democratic republic we live in and have been the mouthpiece and the sphere for global interests. And we need to take that sphere back. You're the point of the sphere, looking the other direction, as Alex often says. And support InfoWars. Support us now so we can continue to do this work. We'll be right back after these brief messages.
globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, it's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back to InfoWars, InfoWars.com. This is Nick Begich. And, you know, on the last segment, talking about sort of the basic idea of privacy, freedom, sort of who owns our data. We own our data. This is what is fundamental in how it's being manipulated, how people are being banned. Messaging is incredibly important in terms of being able to get your own ideas out, and keeping the town square open is part of that. But I want to talk also about other solutions, more on a practical level, you know, because it's always, you know, we always are easily pulled out of our mission, you know, by getting attacked continuously, you know, and yet you got to have some kind of defense, right? So we see that going on often, this is the way that this thing comes at us. But I want to mention a couple of ideas, and this is again about, again, solutions, kind of push this envelope a little further. You know, when you think about Trump and what he's already done, now they're talking about medical solutions, and that's his next big thing. And I want to suggest some, because I know he has a number of people in his administration listening to this broadcast. And the first thing, publish pricing. Required. Heck, when you go to get your car repaired, you have to publish pricing so you can comparison shop. In the medical profession, they don't do this. You never know what it's going to cost till after you're done. This is fundamentally wrong and works against capitalism and a free market, for sure. Violates every free market principle, for sure. In Germany, just as sophisticated of an enterprise as we run, they actually can quote you a price. So you know exactly what a hip replacement costs or a knee replacement costs. All in one price, you can figure it out. We should have open pricing, honest pricing. The same with pharmaceuticals across alternative sources of distribution. Secondly, on pharmaceuticals, pharmaceuticals represent 60% of healthcare costs in America. And there should be a law against charging one penny more at the wholesale level in the U.S. through any distribution channel than they charge wholesale anywhere else in the world. This would level the playing field, ladies and gentlemen, and keep the U.S. from underwriting cheap drugs elsewhere, where we underwrite high advertising costs for those same drugs in the U.S. Because 40% of pharmaceuticals are related to advertising. Now, you can't control the free speech of pharmaceutical companies, and I wouldn't propose that we should. But what we can do, we can make that free speech exercise by buying all those ridiculous ads in the mainstream media no longer tax deductible to the pharmaceutical industry. They actually have to take it out of their profits. Not out of the front end, you know, not out of us. So they take the deduction we end up paying for them to advertise this garbage to us, and they charge us for it. And we can't even make the decision to buy those pharmaceuticals because they're prescription only. Only doctors can. They should be limited to professional trade journals that are peer-reviewed journals. Short of that, no deductions for advertising and promotion of drugs through the standard means that drug companies do it in this way. This is fundamentally not reasonable anymore and is driving the cost of medical up too high in the United States and needs to be limited. Simple as that. Simple as that, right? And 40% of the cost of pharmaceuticals disappears because they can't spend it on advertising. And then what do you have happening? At the same time, you've got an equalization across markets of those prices, so at least they can't screw us and pass the savings on to someone else. It's level on the wholesale level. I think that's a rational approach to this stuff. And then encouraging production of generic drugs once patents run out that are practical and work, and making sure the biggest buyer of drugs in the world, Medicaid, Medicare, exercise their clout in negotiating decent drug prices and making sure that can happen, you know, and that should happen. When you think about pharmaceuticals, one of the other simple solutions, posting prices, now we talked about that, restricting drug advertising, we talked about that, equalization of pricing, and then put a whistleblower mechanism in so that if they get caught cheating in that system, somebody gets a big reward, a percentage of the savings and the fines. And that company gets hammered. Don't make it easy. Make it equal. Make it reasonable. We pay for the research through our universities and through federal grants and all kinds of different mechanisms. We give them the write-offs and the deductions, and then they screw us on the pricing structure. At the same time, they have in many states, including mine here in Alaska, what's called a certificate of need. This restricts fair competition because it says you have to petition the state for permission to build facilities over a certain size. In Alaska, it's $1 million. You're going to build a medical facility over $1 million, imaging facility or anything else, you got to get permission. And then you can do it. No competition if they just allowed it. So we're short beds here in every area because there's no competition, and we pay 530% more for our medical care in Alaska than anywhere else because of no competition. You know, and yeah, okay, the idea is we don't want hospitals failing and doctors failing. Well, you know, that's the price of capitalism. You know, everybody else has that. But let's get some fairness in the game. Post your prices like everybody else under the sun. No more unfair competition within the way you price pharmaceuticals. Price and post pricing within hospitals. Because right now, if you pay in cash at the door, you pay the highest price in most hospitals, where you should be getting the discounts. Because there's no transaction cost, per se, in that compared to billing insurance companies and haggling over the bill. You know, there's ways to reduce costs and affect insurance that make things better. Databasing prescription drugs is another one, along with dietary supplements. When you database them, interactions can be determined. Interactions of drugs are a reason over 100,000 people die every year in the United States alone. And that leads to tort and lawsuits and litigation and heartbreak and grief and everything that goes with it. And that half of that could be avoided. Medical malpractice would go down. The cost of that litigation would go down. Insurance premiums for doctors would go down by just doing that simple thing. And insurance companies don't want to share that data. And this is fundamentally wrong. It's in our interest the data gets shared and that we get protected by an understanding that a computer can analyze much quicker than a human being and much more accurately in terms of our drug prescriptions. And that needs to be protected with HIPAA the same way our other medical information is protected. You know, but the point is we're paying many times more for drugs, many times more for all of our medical care, and it represents 18% of the entire U.S. economy. So those are a few simple solutions that would really help reduce costs of medical care. But let me jump around, because I want to jump around to other places there, because you can only affect what's going on in the United States in one of two ways, right? You got to either push up the income of the country so it can stabilize the spending and retire its debt, or you've got to reduce the spending to equal the money coming in the door, right? I mean, so Trump is trying to increase economic activity as well as make international operating companies that depend on the U.S. as their base paying taxes on their foreign income. The first step in the right direction in decades, right? Collecting from these guys something. And so he's doing it. 15% is coming in the door. When you think about taxation, simple solution, standard taxation for everyone, 15% of your income after a certain amount, so you hit $30,000 or whatever that number is. After that, it's 15% off the top, no deductions, no write-offs, no nothing. Just 15% off the top over the base. And for corporations and businesses, 15% of the gross sales billed and collected less returns. Simple as that. No big equations. Third grade math can figure it out. No deductions. Not for the cost of inventory, the cost of goods, cost of labor, the cost of nothing. It's an add-on. That's all you, and that's it. It's as simple as that. Gross sales billed and collected times X. No loopholes, no gyrations, no nothing. For individuals, up to a certain amount, it's exempt. And then thereafter, it's X percent, same percent. You know what? It would be about 15. And that we could live with. And everyone would feel transparent. You know how much time would be freed up from regulators? I mean, and from compliance and corporations, how much accounting time could be spent then on marketing and marketing development instead of compliance with a set of rules that takes up a whole floor of the law library to comply with the IRS? We could all do our income taxes in 10 minutes, and we could all do it without help. You know, there's a lot of solutions. When we get into the next segment, we're going to get into some more solutions that we can deal with. I want to talk about the post office and the military and a couple of other things, because there's lots of things we can do. And this is InfoWars, and it's about information.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD. Plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back. And I want to remind folks, you can check out my website, earthpulse.com, E-A-R-T-H-P-U-L-S-E, earthpulse.com. I appreciate it when you do. And there's a number of things. There's just one particular link to a video that if you haven't seen it, I'd like you to take a look at it. It's one I did for InfoWars, and although their YouTubes are down, there's a few that are still had that video available, so I linked it. And it's Breaking the Zombie Trance, which again gets into some of these issues in a way of looking at this solution set a little bit differently, because I think there are solutions, you know. And Often we get off message, you know, we forget about the solutions and we get trapped. You know, I think that's what the whole media attack on Trump is about, is try to knock him off of his agenda, you know, and slow him down. This doesn't seem to be working. But let's talk about a couple of other things, you know, and I mentioned some of the medical thoughts in terms of what could be done there. You know, get rid of certificate of needs, make it illegal at the federal level and the state level. You can do that. The issue of prescription drugs, we can address that in really a more rational way. You know, when we start to think about those things that are really working against us, start to evaluate them a little bit differently. Postal service is another one. You know, in the postal service, everyone thinks is sacrosanct, you know, that we should never touch it. But, you know, in the beginning of the country, it took 6 months to a year to get a letter across the ocean, and only you know, three quarters of them made it because a quarter of the ship sank. You know, so, and then we got the Pony Express in the 1800s, and eventually we got regular postal delivery and what we have today. And who says it has to be that way? Why do we need 6-day postal delivery? Why not go to 4 tents, you know, for your existing staff, eliminate the extra day of overtime every week, and save the wear and tear of 1/3 of the operating days of your entire delivery fleet? Now, you still have the sort centers and stuff operating 7 days a week like they do, but regular mail delivery does not need to be every day. Get rid of bulk mail as a mailing. It costs money. It's no longer necessary. The high-speed sort centers deal with it just as efficiently. There's no economy of scale on that anymore. Get rid of it and get rid of the junk mail in the course of it, or let them pay first-class mailing prices like everybody else if they want to send you that junk. Partial post, you know, does it need to be with the Postal Service? Are they breaking even on it? Are they unfairly competing with plenty of UPS, FedEx, you know, DHL and others? Do we even need them to be delivering parcels? Most mail is reducing in volume because people use electronic mail, or they don't even use the mail anymore. So this is a way to sort of contain it as it's reducing and save 1/3 of the wear and tear on all the vehicles in the system. It's kind of a quick fix for a lot of problems. And, yeah, okay, it's not as convenient because 2 days we're not going to get the mail. Hey, if it's important to you and you can't wait an extra couple of days, you know, you have other alternatives besides mail that are as cheaper for express. So, you know, and you don't need to necessarily privatize. Well, that's what a lot of people are saying. You know, U.S. Postal, the whole function is one of those things within the form of government we have, you know, is operating the Postal Service for the basic federal government task. You know, just simplify it, make it more practical, make it pay its own way like it should, and no longer be subsidized. And that means you got to do it differently. This model isn't working. And continuing the same model over and over again isn't going to fix it. You got to just kind of rethink that model and say, okay, how does the federal government deliver postal-related business from passports and all this stuff that we do at the post office and mail, and then get rid of these ancillary things that actually the private sector does do better, which is packages and parcels and those things, and then change the delivery schedule. Simple as that. Makes a big difference. Military spending, you know, here's another item that's always, it's the biggest thing, right, the federal budget. So it's an expense item, and where are we spending a lot of that money? Overseas, right, either in a war or in a foreign base. We've got 800 bases and military installations around the world. Pull them back to the U.S., to U.S. territory, where that money spent, the, you know, trillions over decades, trillions and trillions spent, rolls over in our economy instead of the economies of Germany and France and everywhere else we have bases. You know, we have bases on U.S. territory in Guam, in the far South Pacific, in Hawaii, in the Mid-Pacific, in the Virgin Islands, in the Atlantic, and Puerto Rico in the Atlantic, and in Alaska for the Northern Hemisphere, reaching across all over. We don't need these foreign bases in the 21st century. Pull all of that back and all the support jobs that go with it and give those to U.S. citizens and spend the money here and let it roll up to 7 times to our economy. And now you're creating an increased tax base, which increases the revenue from that spending, which at least takes care of some of it, you know. And so, again, rethinking the delivery system in the 21st century military and breaking, you know, one of the biggest lobbies when my dad was in the Congress in the 1970s. My dad hated dealing with these guys. And it was the military-industrial complex. These are like ants on an anthill on the Capitol building of parasites biting chunks out of the U.S. economy, you know? And it's unbelievable what these guys are selling. But the point of the matter is we do need a strong national defense, again, one of the Constitution-mandated ideas of the federal government, but not in the way it's being delivered. Bring it back, base it here. You know, the West can pay for their own in other countries these days, and they can make decisions like we do about priorities in terms of how they spend their public resources. And we can, too. So we can pull that back. We can reduce some of our costs, some of the support structures, bring those jobs back to the U.S. and expand our economy and thereby increase the revenue from taxing authorities. And if we need to be somewhere that's really in our interest to be somewhere, we can get there in 12 hours, or our fleets, which are scattered around the planet, get there even quicker. So we do not have to have these forward bases in the way that we have them today. And the way in which warfare is shaping into the future, it's going to be a technocracy, ladies and gentlemen, as we've been talking about on every front. It's a revolution in military affairs. And I've been talking about that for over 25 years and what that entails and what we're seeing. As you overlay what's going on there and here, the impact is huge. But military spending represents 54% of the U.S. budget. Wouldn't it be nice to see it spent here, where we pay for it, and it can actually have an impact on our economy? You know, in other segments I've covered resource, because the other place you can affect the economy in terms of solutions is affect the balance sheet, the things that build productivity, that build markets, that build possibilities. And that means infrastructure, another fundamental aspect of government. And we need to look at Alaska as a resource base for the nation and hook us to the infrastructure so we can move our commodities into the Midwest and into the Rust Belt and into the places where production can occur, where there's population centers, because those population centers don't exist in Alaska. But the resources do. We can affect the balance sheet of the nation by moving our resources to the nation from Alaska, which means expansion of our rail system and railroads and common carriers of railroads. So we can move the freight. Looking at those that can see this on video or looking at Alaska now, it represents 18% of the landmass of the United States. And a longer coastline than the Gulf Coast, West Coast, and East Coast of the United States combined. This is a huge resource that is missed. We have one road out of town, basically, to get out of Alaska. And no rail link. We need a rail link. And there's a lot of reasons for that. There's not enough time in this segment to get into it. But, you know, we're going to do some longer things in the future that will make be available to InfoWars listeners, because the whole tie-up of what's constraining the possibilities has been engineered by globalists over decades in the United States, including the blockading of the national treasury held in Alaska, literally blockaded by regulation and rules that constrain trade, and then the constriction of infrastructure and the blockage of infrastructure that is a constraint to the entire nation, developing the wealth of the nation. This is what our founding fathers did not want to see, is the hijacking of the wealth. We've seen it over the last 200 years in lots of different ways, from the theft of the colonials in terms of what happened in the early part of our founding, you know, in terms of the revolutionary fighters and the currency they were paid and how that was hijacked, a story for another day, to the income tax and how our freedom was hijacked. All of these things have evolved over 200 years. We are unraveling the knot in InfoWars, and that is part of the mission of InfoWars. Support this network. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. And this has been Nick Begich this Friday afternoon, and I've enjoyed my time, and I hope to have you all listening again in the next broadcast. Thank you for being here.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.